Today's Shir B'Shem B'Yom Yisimin Tafrei Shir Aleph Shalel Yom HaKippurim Dino Kiyomo. The night of Yom Kippur is like the day. Yom HaKippurim Lelel Kiyomo L'chol Davar. The night of Yom Kippur is like the day with respect to everything. U'mahim Advarim Ma'asurim Bo. What are the things that are Asur? Melacha. You know how to do Melacha already from nightfall. Achila. Eating. Shtia. Drinking. Rechitza. Bathing. Washing. Sicha. Anointing. Nidas HaSandal. Wearing leather shoes. Tashmish Hamita. Having marital relations. The chiyuv kares is only for one who transgresses and does malacha on Yom Kippur, or if he eats or drinks on Yom Kippur. That's when a person is chayiv kares. For the other of the chamesh inuyim, it's aser, but you're not chayiv kares for them. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Aleph, Lelo, Kiyoimo, the Siv, Be'erev and Erev, it's from the Erev until the Erev, Siv Katan Beis, Milacha and Achila. Those are the things that are usher. Lacha achila shtiyah rechitza sicha dil hasanul tash ramita. Comes the Mishabura and he says, the Gemara yachidin luhu mikama kroy the chol ani nekra inui. The Gemara goes ahead and learns from different psukim that all these things are considered inui, that which you need to afflict yourself on Yom Kippur. Umele kulu b'chal. Therefore, they're all part of the nisem es nafsho seichem, afflicting yourself on Yom Kippur, your nefesh and nisem nafsho seichem. It's all part of the chameshes inuyim from the nisem. The chameshes inuyim are all connected up to this nisem as nafsho seichem. Sivka and gimel ve'in chiv kares ela, aval inach ein b'hem el isur greida. The others are only an isur. Mikol makom yesh om shumina tayra do yafidin lu b'shas mikroy. However, others say that it's not just stam an isur derabbanan, but rather it's an isur mina Torah, which is learned out from sukim. Yesh om shayin el midrabbanan. Those that say it's only midrabbanan, the other inuyim, ukras machta bi'almanu, and the sukim are just a smachta. But nafkamina inyan is a suffik. Nafkamina would be by a suffik. Ulamaisa roi laachmir lamaisa. One should be machmir and treat these as isurei daoraisa. Even though not chayav kares, they are isurei daoraisa. Sif beis. Whole malacha shechayiv malei b'shabbos chayiv malei b'yom kippur. Every malacha yechayiv on Shabbos yechayiv for on Yom Kippur. It is not like Yom Tov where you have a heter of malachas ochal nefesh. B'chol she b'shabbos potter, and wherever on Shabbos you're potter avalaser, where it's potter, but it is still an isur derabbanan potter avalaser. Tam b'yom kippurim kain. So too on Yom Kippur, wherever there's a iser de rabbanim, when it's pater aval aser, also Yom Kippur, it's going to be pater aval aser. Elah Shabbos Shabbos, Zedono b'skila. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, the mezid is chayiv skila, and Yom Kippur, the mezid Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, Zedono b'kares. When whose mezid is chayiv kares. B'chol she'asal l'tatalo b'Shabbos, asal l'tatalo b'Yom Kippurim, whatever is aser to move around, the Yisurei Mukta of Shabbos is also aser on Yom Kippur. The tiru l'kanev yerek, and they were not there to go ahead and cut up and to go ahead and crack nuts from mincha and onwards when it falls out on a weekday. And the minhag is to asar it. So we'll see in the Mishabura what this is talking about. But they again, the ones that allow it, okay, they allowed you to do these things because they didn't think it was actually asar to do. And you could do it so you have the food for after Yom Kippur. Now, what the reason why it would be okay and why it would be also, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura. But now let's start from the beginning in the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Dalid. So we saw that all the malachas that Yechayah for on Shabbos, Yechayah for on Yom Kippur. And he says the same thing with the Yisurei Rabbanan, the Shulchan Aruch said. But on Shabbos, it's Skila. The Mezid is Chayav Skila, and Yom Kippur, Kares. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Dalid. It says, V'gam Ha'idna. The ain't no egdin and fashion. Even nowadays, where there's really no nafkamina, seemingly, because we don't go ahead and give skila, and therefore Shabbos is also an isakaris. The nafkamina still exists with respect to the halachas of kim lev deramine. Nachogel the chaveru b'Shabbos. Someone goes ahead and damages someone on Shabbos. Kevin da'ya mechuyav misa b'day adam. Since he's chayav misa b'day adam skila, he's potter b'tashlum. He doesn't have to pay. Bafilu b'chovel b'shogeg. And this is true even if it was done b'shogeg. Right, we paskin that kim lev deramine, that you potter for kashlumin when you do in the same act a chiyav something you chayav misa for is only when you chayav misa b'day adam. Not like Rav Nachunya ben Akana who holds that you say kim lev deramine that you're going to be potter on the kashlumin even by a chiyav misa of kares of b'day shemayim. So that's what he says. Masha'en kem yom ha-kipurim she'en bo ra'k kares, but there's only kares, you would be chayav for the dinei mamnes. So if you chovel a person on Yom Kippur, you would be chayiv to pay. It should be pointed out that the halachas of kim lev deramine, if you're potter from paying, that's really a potter midinei Adam and Bezdin, but really there's a chiyuv b'dei shamayim even when you are putter based on kimlev rabbi on Shabbos, but there's still a nafkamina. Again, are you chayiv? Are you chayiv in court? Are you chayiv midine Adam to pay up? And the nafkamina would be that on Shabbos you're putter based on kimlev rabbi nei because it's a chayiv, it's a mrs. Bezdin. Mashen came Yom Kippur, since there's no mrs. Bezdin there, it's only purely a mrs. Kares, maybe putter. But obviously, in terms of the normal practical nafkaminas, there is not really much of a practical nafkamina besides that, because nowadays there's no bezdin to give a person skila for being over melacha of on Shabbos. Sifkaton hey v'tiru l'kanei yerek yesh shapirshu. And those that explain the high kniva who should no take o mechate cha'olim min aklachim atlushin. Kniva is taking off the leaves, okay, from the stalks that were already plucked. So she'll be ready to go ahead and eat after Yom Kippur. And even though he's involving himself in tircha that is for after Yom Kippur, which is chol, they will matir it so that he wouldn't have to go ahead and make and prepare everything in the evening. And he'd be, you know, it would be very tough for him because if after the fast, he fasted all day. The Yeshub Mirjo, the Kniva, who, what is Kniva? Who, Kniva is the activity of soaking, Hadacha, of soaking for the Erev, and it's the same, again, it's the same idea, the B'dal Tzarech Erev, and it was permitted for the same reason. And then he says, Shifkatan Vav, Lutzoya goes in, Kadeshi Muchanim Lutzarech Sudas Erev, Lo Yitzarech Lutroch Bam Lachar Atainis, right? They crack the nuts, so we'll be ready for the person also to see us erev for the night, and you don't have to be matriach after the tainus. And they'd allow this min amincha l'mala after mincha, so l'mala mincha ketana shu samach erev, meaning already after mincha ketana when it's close to nightfall. Ushah shederech b'nei adam l'sakei machal b'chol. That's when people normally go ahead and prepare food on the weekday for the evening. V'nikash l'sarach laylu osa, and it is clear that it's being done for the night. But during before mincha aser, it looks like he's fixing it for the day itself, for the tzarech hayom, for Yom Kippur. Sifkat nches keshechal b'chol, aval keshechal Yom Kippur b'Shabbos. But Yom Kippur falls out of Shabbos. Lo hitir, they did not allow it. Kadesh lo yavol asos kei b'chol Shabbos l'Shabbos. You don't come to Chas v'Shalom do this on all Shabbosos lahachin b'yom to prepare by day the tzarech laila for the night. Sifkat nches ba idin nagul aser. Nowadays, the minhag is to ask and not to allow this. Because in the latter generations, people started to go ahead and do this before mincha. Therefore, they went ahead and they mevatel this heter of knivas yerek and p'tzias egoizim legamrei. Rama, if the fire falls out on Yom Kippur, you can save one suda l'tzarech laila for the night. Kamosha matzil b'Shabbos, like you're allowed to be matzil on Shabbos, le sudas mincha, le suda of mincha. The Gemara is Bayer Shulam Medalat Ketzav Neogim is Lanazeb B'Dleika Shabbos, and we explain in Shulam Medalat how you know egg nowadays in a dleika when it's a fire on Shabbos. Good in Yom Kippurim. Same thing would be apply on Yom Kippur. Sif katan yud l'tzarech laila shel achar Yom Kippurim for Yom Kippur kadesh leitzarach l'sadas od kishelo yelehem malecho. So you wouldn't have to go ahead and fast more, right? Because you won't have what to eat. Sifkat and Yud Aleph and Sudas Mincha, like on Shabbos and Sudas Mincha. So Loma, Afilu Nafud Leka Batzarayim, Achas Shachas Sudas Shabbos. On Shabbos, even if the fire comes out after the morning meal, you're allowed to go ahead and okay save for Sudas Mincha. Continuing weiter in the Rama, the Minog Shatinokos Besachkim Beegleizim. The Minog was for kids to play with nuts. And we did not go ahead and we did not object to this. And this minog has passed on, okay, from the din of breaking the egoism above. Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud Beis, Mesachim Beegoism, Dafka al Shulchan, specifically on the table, below Agave Kakanan on the ground, Dasi Lashui Gumos. Because going ahead and playing with nuts and making like marbles and things like that, The concern is they did it on the floor, you would smooth it out the ground. Those were issues with the ground in those days. There was a concern in those type of stone or mud floors and things like that, that you would go ahead and you would smooth out, and you'd be over the isser of smoothing out dirt and things like that, which would be a malacha, possibly a charisha or boina, depending on where it is, and therefore dafka on a table, you could play these games.